don't matter if you're tall. It don't matter if you're small. It don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all. 'Cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last. And we'll be friends holding fast.
Phone was ringing. I wonder if that was somebody on What's for Breakfast, somebody that wanted to be maybe a brand new member.
I think it's the member.
I feel I should go take it at some
point. We've got people here to answer phones.
We got people here to answer phones.
You're
okay.
Fine, John.
I don't know.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. Jim Katzenmeyer joins us now. Jim, longtime member, thanks for being with us.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Have you had your breakfast?
It's a coming pretty soon.
Okay. What's a coming?
Basically, cereal with raisins and banana.
Okay, wait a minute, Jim. You can't just say cereal. We need a name.
Aldi's
brand.
Oh, okay.
With almonds or granola.
Okay.
Wait a minute now. Aldi's brand doesn't tell us anything.
Well,
is it like a knockoff of something? Like
raisin brand, maybe.
I don't really remember the name of the brand, but... For $1.49 a box, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I hear you. And they're not memorable names either, so don't fault him, John.
No, I know. But I want, you don't understand. I need to be put in the mood. So if you're talking about a cereal from Aldi's, I do need to know if it's like a Special K or if it's a Captain
Raisin Brand.
Crunch.
He said
or a
raisins.
Raisin brand. Okay, so.
But it might be a granola type. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, they have two different types, one with almonds.
Okay.
Ones with granola.
All right.
Anyway.
Clusters.
And with yogurt, you said, right?
No, raisins, banana.
Okay.
Raisins and banana in the cereal?
Put on top.
Oh, I see. Cut up and put on top.
That's a little fancy there, Jim.
Wow. So when did you start liking raisins? At what age?
Oh, God. 50, 60 years ago.
Wow.
Did you get the little red box and turn it into a whistle when you were done eating them?
What?
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
Oh, sorry. That was me. I shouldn't say that.
You know what they call that? They call that nature's candy.
Oh, nature's candy. I was going to say nature's broom. That's what my brother calls it. So have you had any beverage? You a coffee guy?
Oh, yeah. Need about 3 cups to get the juice going, get going. And
okay. And, let's be honest here. Is the juice going this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it
is. Okay, good.
The mojo is coming in pretty soon.
Special coffee or just plain Jane coffee?
Oh, just plain old Jane. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sorry to all the Janes out there. So, Jim, I know you because once in a while you stop by here and John, how like little things could possibly change the world.
Yes.
You know how like if someone does something, it makes your day. Like the other day I was waiting at the stoplight. This is yesterday. And there was a kid waiting to walk with his parents and he was doing the horn signal that you give to semis.
Oh yeah.
And everybody going by him was honking and he was just going crazy. And then when it was our turn to time to turn left, he starts doing it to us. So I honked and he's still going crazy. And it's like little things can make a big difference. And Jim has this idea of something that could be really good. We need to hear about it, Jim.
About 2 years ago, I broached the subject with you about how really nobody weighs, when going down the road. And you had mentioned, you started laughing and you said, God, a week ago, a good friend came in and said the same thing.
Yeah.
And so a simple thing as a weigh, I think, is a very nice thing to do. It's something that I hope the people in the Great North Woods will start doing more of. And it all comes down to, I think, really being kind. It's one way of showing what type of person you are,
And when did this all, when you were younger, were you a waiver?
No, but going up to my wife's hometown of Red Lake Falls by Thief, everyone waves.
Really?
And in smaller towns out west where I lived, you know, I mean, a wave was just a natural thing to do.
Hmm. Well, there's all kinds of things in a wave because I don't even know how to address this. I think it's a great idea to wave.
And I think we could get people doing it today. This could be, I mean, we could start today that some, you make a commitment to wave to people when you're in your car.
But let's.
I mean, I can't really see doing it right in town there.
Right.
But when you're out on the roads or smaller roads, you know, do it.
But why not? You can do it in town.
Let's start a movement.
Yes, a waving kindness movement.
But
you got more waving questions?
Can we define a wave? Because you've seen the finger wave, just the point of the finger.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
the farmers do that.
Is that approved or is that kind of rude? Is that kind of a rude wave? To give, you know, not the middle finger, just like, hey.
You know, there's so many different type of waves, I guess.
There is.
And, I mean, it's however you feel, you know. Like I said, you know, farmers, it seems like they always give the one finger wave, and then other folks who are in a better mood or who knows what, I mean, they'll, you know, have more emphasis or, you know, more feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe more side, more side to side. Is the head nod allowed? Is that a wave?
Oh, like maybe when riding a bike.
Sure, yeah.
I see.
You want to keep your hands, yeah.
Safety feature.
Unless you're on a unicycle, then you should wave.
Well, I just had a head nod the other day. I drove by somebody. Oh. I was going down the road. They were on the intersection on the left. I was turning left and it was going to be kind of be parallel with them. And, you know, sometimes the light is not correct, so it's bright, and then I didn't catch him, and then I gave him the head nod.
Right.
And I said, well, that was kind of rude. But if you overall gave a wave, you would not have to worry if you knew the person or not.
Right.
You know what I mean?
True.
So you just have the green light to do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. There's,
I mentioned to my wife this morning that if you were to give a wave to someone, and let's say you didn't get a wave back, it might get them thinking, saying, hey, that was nice, you know. I think I will start doing it.
Yeah.
You know.
There's a, on the way, when I drive home every day, there's a man that lives in an assisted living facility that waits out on the end of the driveway. He's in a wheelchair, and he doesn't wave at people. He gives everybody the thumbs up when you go by. And I love waving at him when I go by. It just makes my day.
So I got one more thing I want to share with you, and it's going to be private. I was out the other day on a pontoon boat, and a boat came by.
Lakes,
and then a lot of people are wave on lakes if they don't know you or not. But the individual I happened to be with was very concerned about her wave. More of a cupping wave, because as women tend to get a little bit older,
the
arms get a little flabby, and they didn't want it a demonstrative wave because the flabs were going. So it was more like just a
queen.
Just pivot your hand. Yeah, queen wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that just caught
right.
me by surprise that people worry about that.
I don't think you should. I think you should just freewheel
let it. Go.
Yeah.
Nobody's
yeah.
looking at your arm.
No.
You know, plus there's another thing to mention then, and that is like when strolling down the sidewalk in Rapids at the art crawl or this or that, to say hello or good morning to someone walking by.
Right.
You know, I think that's important, you know.
Yeah. So we're going to start a movement today, and we want to hear from you. If you are waving today or people are waving at you, you can send us an email, comments@kexe.org, or call our talkback line, 218-999-9876.
Jim, quickly, country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes?
The pancakes.
They're in the mail.
Well, and one more thing, why are you a member of KEXE, KBXE?
Oh, God, for many, many years, you guys have been great. We've had a lake place up there for 20 years, and I think KEXE, the message they send out and the different, you know, contents of your different programs is just great. People love it, and there's so many people I've turned on to KEXE you know, and they love it too.
Well, so, thank you, Jim. Yeah. We'll start the movement today, all right? I'm giving
you.
It's the radio, but I'm waving at you.
Yeah, we're waving at you, Jim.
Take care.
Okay, right. You too.